Thanks for tuning in to step 4 of the 4-step formula, H-O-P-E. E is for enjoy. Life isn't always funny, but laughter is good medicine. After applying steps 1, 2, and 3, you will enjoy a changed life. We close the weekly program with a little joy for your journey. And remember, share hope101.net with your friends.
When Julie and Austin lost their son Dax, it probably seemed impossible to ever find joy again, but God had a bigger plan than they could even imagine, and they did find joy on their journey. Along with the joy of raising $1.6 million, is that what you said, Julie?
Yes.
$1.6 million for St. Jude's to help thousands of children. Dax's story is still being written, and it's written into a movie. So how did all that unfold? Let's go back to Matthew West. His brother Joel called you on the phone, and what happened?
Yeah, he said, you are not going to believe what has happened. A movie producer heard your song one last Christmas, and they want to make a movie out of your story. And I just threw my hands up in the air, and I just started crying, and I was so touched, because the whole time I was sitting at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, I said, this is a reality show. This is real reality. Not these housewives of Orange County and the Kim Kardashian show. This is real. So that phone call just was the icing on the cake for me. It is surreal, and it was just really amazing.
And even more amazing, something's coming up here in a few weeks. We're recording this actually September 7th, 2012. And something amazing's coming up in a couple weeks with your movie.
Yes. So Matthew West wrote another song for the movie. And actually, all of his music is in the movie. But the song that he wrote specifically for the movie just got an Emmy nomination. So we are on our way to the Emmy Awards September 15th to see if we won an Emmy.
That's a
for Dax's song. I mean, I just...
And the name of the movie is, and the name of the song is The Heart of Christmas?
So, right, right. They both have the same title, The Heart of Christmas.
Wow, how exciting is that? So what was it like being, making a movie? What was like it being on the set? And who played your part, actually?
A wonderful woman named Jeanette. She was actually from South Africa. She was just a very new actress coming into the scene. It was a very ultra-low-budget film is what's crazy about it. We had no money to make this film. And it was really the Christian community really came out and supported it. Like Candace Cameron is in our film, and she just really worked for hardly anything for us.
And that's Kurt Cameron's sister, right?
Correct. She was on Full House as DJ Tanner, and I grew up watching that show.
Yeah, so did I.
Yes, Full House.
And I saw Anita Renfro.
Yes.
Was she have a part?
Anita Renfro plays my mother. Yes, and Matthew West is in the film as well, as my neighbor, who's Mark Kirchen, who put up the Christmas lights.
Oh,
It was so special. It was so special going to Hollywood, and when we walked up on the scene that they were shooting, like, there was a trailer with my name on it. Like, I had an actress named Julie, Julie Locke, and that was her trailer. It was crazy.
Was it a little emotional, too, to walk, to go play it all out again and to watch the movie?
Honestly, it was a little hard because it didn't really, you can only capture so much in a movie because you only have so many minutes to shoot. I think it's like 90 minutes or something the movie was, and you can't really, it was the hardest part for me was some of the characters, like Elizabeth's character, nothing like Elizabeth. They couldn't really capture her happiness and her joy, and and Michelle's character was nothing like her. She was young and a Southern belle, and that was hard. And my mom's character was kind of a combination of characters, so that was a little difficult for me, but in the grand scheme of things, it's wonderful.
But the story was what you experienced.
Absolutely.
The story.
We had total script approval. And also St. Jude had total script approval. So it went through both of us.
Is it out on DVD, Julie?
It will be for sale on DVD mid-October. It will be in Walmart and Target. And you can also find it on like Amazon.com. And a lot of Christian bookstores, like Vernon Bookstore, I think is the name of it.
And then do any of the proceeds help go towards your mission?
Yes. The portion that they gave to us, we directed straight to St. Jude so that St. Jude would help us instead of the Dashbox Foundation. But yes, it all goes towards my total, which is very exciting.
So the best is maybe yet to come, huh?
I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see how much closer this gets me to my goal. And I have a book coming out called Cherish Every Moment. It's going to be like a book of quotes and inspirational things that I found very important in my journey. And that will be for sale also when the movie goes for sale. That will be on my website. That's how you can buy that.
Okay. And Cherish Every Moment. I know that's a significant saying to you. So tell us about that before we sign off here.
Oh, Cherish Every Moment was how I signed my blog. Like when I would write about Dax every day to keep people updated, I'd sign it Cherish Every Moment. Someone sent me a bracelet one day when I was sitting in the hospital and I was feeling just, you know, sorry for myself and just so down. And then I thought about it. You have to live in this moment and make memories now because you're not promised anything. You have to cherish every moment with your child because you never know if they got sick tomorrow, they could get in a car accident tomorrow, all the terrible things that could happen. You need to live for the moment and cherish each one.
And that sounds like that. I can hear the joy in your voice when you say that. And and I'm sure you're doing that with your daughter, Madeline, that you are cherishing the moments.
Yes, Jack taught me that. Like, I think when you're a new mom and you get tired and you're frustrated with a newborn baby and it's a big change in your life. And Dax just opened my eyes to, it's not about me, you know? And that is the biggest lesson that I learned. It is all about living in the eyes of the child and making memories with them.
So, Julie, how can people help you on this mission to raise money for St. Jude's? We talked about the movie. So when the movie comes out, people can buy the movie and a portion of that goes to St. Jude's?
Correct. Yes. That goes directly to them, and I'll get reports on that quarterly, how much money comes in, and I update that on my website. And also you can go to my website. I have events that people do in their school. One, for instance, it's called Hope Week, and it's like a spirit week that I put together, and I have 12 schools doing it this year, which is very exciting. Last year I only had 4, so I have 12 schools this year doing a Hope Week for Dax, and just it represents all cancers and all different types of different things that people are going through, and kind of opens children's eyes to how fortunate they really are to have their health. And there's also other suggestions on there. I've had kids, instead of having birthday presents, they give me a donation instead for their birthdays, which is beautiful to see a child give something up like that. I've had people do volleyball tournaments and softball tournaments, and just there's lots of ways, and they're all on my website at daxblock.org. And you can also make a donation there, and you can become a reoccurring donor on my website. There's lots of ways to get involved in my mission.
Well, it's definitely a good cause. It's in honor of Dax. His story, like we said, is still unfolding, and just every day is really a celebration of his life.
It really is.
Every day. So how awesome to just help in that, and in honor of all the kids who are struggling and have gone through the hard times, and maybe have even gotten their angel wings too. And so, Julie, I just want to thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for being so honest and open about the pain, and that there is God's working, and there is ways to find joy on a journey like this, through your healing journey. And so we just want to thank you so much. Thank you and your husband for what you're doing. And God bless.
Thank you.